Life Audio.
And that's kind of what we wanted to bring to this episode, and what it means to be thankful.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
What you got those on for?
What you talking about? Oh, the sunglasses?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
My future's too bright.
Oh, my gosh. We knew something cheesy was coming right there.
I stole that from a comedian. That's not my original. My future's too bright.
I actually just watched one of the funniest stand-ups I had ever seen, and I don't know why I brought it up now, but you said because you're something about being funny. I don't know his name, but it was incredible. 5 stars on Amazon Prime. Gosh, what is the guy's name? And it's clean, too.
Nate Brigatsky.
Bro, how did you know that?
He's the real deal, man.
Dude, he is hilarious. Yeah. So I just watched his Amazon.
Was it at Bridgestone? Did he sell out Bridgestone?
No, I can't remember where he said it was, but he's from Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right in Middle Tennessee. Right?
So I showed Pat and Clint. They were cracking up. And then
I
showed DC last night. Dude is the truth.
My wife.
That's
crazy.
Hey,
Nate Brigatsky. Hey, sponsor the pod, Life After Addiction. Y'all go let him know. Show him some love. Yeah, he's good, man. Clean.
Really, really good. And it was clean the whole time.
And that's how he's always been. Wow. He doesn't cuss, doesn't talk dirty stuff. My wife and I love him. I mean, he's really good. He's really good. So, really funny. Dry humor, kind of like funny, man.
Yeah,
funny.
His delivery, his tone. It's
very
just
intelligent,
like,
the way he puts bits together and stuff. So yeah, hey, welcome back, Life After Addiction. What a special announcement. Oh no, I gotta look, make sure I say this correctly. So here's the deal. We have been talking about this $100 gift card for a random subscriber. Two $100 gift cards for two subscribers. And so we have been able to locate one. And when we thought of this situation, it seemed like it made sense in our head because we thought, hey, if someone's publicly subscribing, because you can privately subscribe and no one can see it, but we thought there would be an email address that we could reach out to them, but no. But we did some investigation and we were able to find one, Shane Merrill, or Merrill, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I did get a hold of him, got his permission to say his name. He is the recipient of our first $100 gift card. That is going to be going out in the mail. He should already have that by now, by the time this comes out. And it looks like he works at a center and is like-minded with what we do. I haven't talked to him really, except for just getting his permission and where to send it. And so here's what we're going to do. Because of we tried to randomly find some others, and as we looked into it, we just couldn't find who they were. Social medias, there's no email. And so to stay in true fashion on this episode, if you will comment what you thought of the episode, you don't have to say, give me $100, but just comment on if you liked the content or if you liked the topic or whatever that is. And then we are going to randomly select one of the comments and then respond to it with instructions on, and you will be the winner of the second gift card. Does that sound good?
Boom.
That sound good? That's a good idea. Producer Jorian had that idea, so that was good.
Congrats
all
to Shane. Thank you for
thank you for
subscribing to our channel. We really appreciate it.
And the support, man. And anytime you share our videos, guys, it really means a lot. And we've heard just really good feedback. And so it keeps us motivated. And that's not why we're doing it, but it helps, you know, when we know that it is helping people. And like I said last episode, I mean, Moses ran around 40 years with grumbling people and God killed him on the mountain. He didn't make it to the promised land. So we're not promised that. But it's really beneficial and encouraging when we hear the support and people and how much this means. So thank you guys.
Hi everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, this week we are talking about, and it actually happened in our staff meeting today. One of our guys, I almost got emotional, but one of our leaders who's very stoic. Is that the right word? Stoic? What does stoic mean, Jorian?
Like brave,
right? Can you Google it real quick?
Yeah.
I want to say like slow to speak and just, okay. I don't know, statue-like. It says a person who can endure pain or
hardship without showing their feelings or complaining.
Yeah, I think that's a good word for him, somewhat.
Yeah.
But he just got emotional just about how thankful he was to the Lord, and he just recapped in front of all of the staff just what God has done in his life, and the cancer and overcoming addiction, and just how God was always with him. And he got emotional, man. He's not an emotional guy, and it I was crying. I got in a place of thanksgiving, and Ron, Pastor Ron, brought the message. At each of our staff meetings, we have a 15-minute kind of discipleship thing that Pastor Ron does. He brings a word of encouragement through the scripture, and this week was about a few things, but it was about having just a position of thankful heart, a grateful heart. And it reminded me, I mean, my prayer for 8 years, I think that's 2,920 days. Every single day I prayed that prayer. Someone could do the math. I was probably off on that. Almost 3,000 times I prayed, God, please save my kids from a young age and don't let them have my same testimony of a life of addiction. And I just began to think, man, I prayed that almost 3,000 times, and God recently did it. We talked about it. We brought it up again last episode about my daughter surrendering her life to Christ, and God answered that prayer of saving my kids' souls from a young age. And man, how soon we forget just miracles in our life.
Yeah.
You know, and like, how much do I have to be thankful for? And then we talked about a topic where I was reading every now and then I'll read like medical articles and scientific articles. And I read one, and I can't cite this. I'd have to do some digging to go back and find it. But basically the premise was, it's physically and scientifically impossible to have depression at the same time of being thankful. Meaning, if you are thankful, you are not depressed or downstrought or sorrowful. And so obviously the Bible talks about that all the time, and so it's awesome when science finally catches up. And it just created this atmosphere of having a thankful heart in staff meeting today, and it was a beautiful moment, and that's kind of what we wanted to bring to this episode. And what it means to be thankful.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you? Or what is it just, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, it is something I can speak of personally, and I'll just say humans in general, that we are terrible at doing.
Yeah.
Man, I can become so ungrateful each and every single day to some degree. You know, the things that I once prayed for, that God has bestowed upon me in ways in which he's grown me and shaped me and placed me where I'm at today, are things that I told my former self I would have joy abundantly and thankfulness and gratitude forevermore if I could just escape addiction, if I could just do this, if I could just, and then it happens and it's like, well, this is the norm now.
Yeah.
Now I need this. Now I want this. Now my eyes are fixed on that. And keeping in that posture of thankfulness, of gratitude, is extremely difficult. You know, a verse I always bring up is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 that tells us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And those three things are very difficult, but specifically rejoicing always.
That's part of the verse.
Man, it really takes effort to press into your faith and to remind yourself to be grateful and to be thankful. Because like you said, there's so many things that happen in our lives, especially even just working in the environment that we do, that we get to see lifelong breakthroughs occur in front of our very eyes. We get to see lives transformed and restored. Mm. We get to serve with brothers whose lives have been transformed and restored, and God's grown them up to a place of leadership, and we work and literally see miracles almost daily. And it's still so easy to be ungrateful.
Can we talk about that for a second? Because I hinted at it, you hinted at it. What the heck is that? Like, deep prayer for God to move a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And he moves the mountain. And a week, 2 weeks, a month goes by, and it's almost, what is that? Is it that we, in our minds, we're like, oh, maybe that was just how it worked out. It wasn't God moving a mountain like we were begging for. Or is it like we just are that short-term memory? Or is it that, I don't know, just like a kid that's not thankful for the roof over their head of their parent, you know, that conceptual, they're not thinking that. That's just how they've known it. They've known the protection. They know that dad and mom work hard to put food on the, they don't think like that. I don't know what it is, but it's so real. Miracles a week later. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey,
not
bro,
even sometime, not even a week later.
You remember you on your face weeping for God to intervene, mm-hmm. and then he intervenes and a week later you forgot?
Yeah.
What?
That's a million-dollar question. I wish I knew the answer to it. I don't know, because it's crazy when you think about it. It's literally crazy, but it happens to some degree daily, if we're honest. It happens to some degree daily where I become extremely ungrateful and I forget to be thankful for everything that God has done in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so let's get practical. I have scripture that I think is going to go well with this, but okay. So if the scripture, I guess we need to read our scripture, but if I'm telling you before we even got the scripture that the science has come out and said that depression can't live in the same space as Thanksgiving, the million-dollar question now is, okay, well, how in the world do I get myself into a position of Thanksgiving? How in the world, I don't want to be in this pit of despair and hanging pictures on the wall and making it my home. I don't want to get comfortable in this depression, which I have, which you have, mm-hmm. Jorian has.
Oh, many times.
I want to get to this place of Thanksgiving? And I guess what it is for me, here's practical things, and then I'm going to read the scripture because it tells us too.
Yeah.
It's slow down. For me, it's slow down like I did in staff meeting today. Although, man, when it happened, I posted about it. I shared it on all of our work threads that I could, and everybody knew. I called family, and oh, I praised God in the moment. It was so amazing. But, I mean, even if I have nothing else, I can look back just to Good Friday, a few weeks ago, and be like, God, you answered half of the prayer that I've been praying almost 3,000 times. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing more important, God, than you saving my kid's soul. Thank you, Lord. I could pray that prayer and position myself to a place of thanksgiving on my darkest day. Why? Because he did it. And so I guess practically, man, you've got to bring truth or light into the darkness. And I'm going to read. Is that all right? I'm just kind of sabotaged, but I mean, this is evolving and we didn't plan this.
You're good.
Philippians chapter 4, verses 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Hmm. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Oh, boy. All right, here we go. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to be anxious. Well, the Bible just said, don't be anxious about anything. And I've talked about this so many times when I do the Pillars class and things like that, when I talk about prayer.
Yeah.
But man, that doesn't make sense. The Bible says, don't be anxious about anything. Man, I am anxious a lot of times. Well, what in the world? Let's see what it keeps saying. And this is continuing in verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. Here's some practical. He's telling us something. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Okay, well, there's the what. What do I do? The Bible just told you the what. You pray. Man, you petition God. You go into prayer and you can find something. If you don't have the story of your kids, you have breath in your lungs that you don't deserve. Mm. If you've gone through what we've gone through, I tell the guys at the lodge a lot, hey, man, my story is I wasn't crazier than my friends that died, and I'm still here. They weren't doing things more risky than I was, and yet they're not here anymore. I don't deserve to be at that lodge hearing about Jesus, eating three meals a day, playing volleyball or whatever it was, going to these churches and living in a lodge in the middle of the woods. Here's what I deserved. I deserved death. I deserved to be in jail, and at the very best case scenario of my lifestyle that I was and the choices I was making, I deserved to be homeless with nothing. But yet God had me in a lodge.
Mm-hmm.
surrounded by love. So be thankful. You could find something to be thankful, because it says with thanksgiving and prayer, okay, Adam, I understand that. I understand what God's saying for me to do, but that doesn't answer how that deals with the anxiety, the depression. That doesn't understand. Okay, well, the verse keeps going in 7, and it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, surpasses all understanding, it will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. There is a peace that does not make earthly sense, that psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors, counselors, pastors, the gurus, they won't be able to explain to you why you have peace right now, because it is a peace from God that surpasses our understanding. Let me put it all together for you, and I'm going to pass it. Do not be anxious about anything, the Bible says, but in all things, through prayer and supplication or petition and thanksgiving, present these requests to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ, Christ Jesus. So that's the what and the how. God tells us how he's going to do it, and he tells us what to do. So when I'm in a place of depression or downstruck, and I'm preaching to myself right now, even after last episode that we recorded in the studio, man, me and Chitty and Jordan were like, man, that was, or you even said it on the episode. You said, man, I needed this today. Yeah. We were talking to our 21-year-old self slap episode, but it was like, man, I needed this. I'm preaching to me today right now, so don't feel like I'm preaching at you. I'm preaching to you and with you. Man, I ain't getting these moments, Adam. Man, I've got to remind myself to be thankful. And even when on the days that I could justifiably say I don't have much to be thankful for, when I'm in the pit, when everything's gone wrong, when the car, whatever, I always have something to be thankful for, because Christ died for me, loved me enough, and while I was yet a sinner, he went to the cross willingly and paid the debt, paid for my unrighteousness. So I'm now seen by God as perfect and spotless and blameless, and I'm accepted into his kingdom.
That's so good. God is so good, man. So you asked that million-dollar question, and I hadn't looked down yet at my scriptures, and this wasn't one of my scriptures, but this is the beginning few verses to the chapter, and it's exactly why. Like, this is the answer to the million-dollar question of why do miracles happen in front of our faces on the daily,
yeah,
and yet I become ungrateful in an instant, you know? And this is Colossians chapter 3. This is verses 1 through 4, and it says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Yeah.
And that is where it stems from.
Yeah.
Our minds aren't set on heavenly things. Mm. My mind becomes shifted to earthly things that I do not have, that I feel like I deserve, and therefore I am ungrateful.
Yeah.
And that's where the majority of it stems from. And I love Colossians chapter 3. These are the verses I'm going to read next, because Paul's talking about putting on the new self. Mm. Like, this is what putting on the new self in Christ looks like. And this is verses, same chapter, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So over and over again, you see in those verses, give thanks.
Yes.
Give praise. Give thanks. Be grateful for all that God has done in your life. Because what you notice, and what I'm realizing now in this moment, I'm never ungrateful for what God's done in my life. Mm. That's what always humbles me and brings me back to, oh, yeah. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
It's always, I'm ungrateful for things that aren't happening outside of my relationship with God that Ryan feels like he's entitled to and deserves.
Yeah.
I never become ungrateful for what God's done for me. No, that's what brings me to my knees and makes me weep and humbles me and brings me back to reality and like, whoa, 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 okay. I remember the day I prayed for, you know, to have a lanyard that to work at S2L. I remember the day I prayed that if you save me, I'd serve you forever. Okay, I remember. Like, that's what brings me back when I'm setting my mind on things that are above. Now, the process of that is hard because our flesh is always, knocking on the door, and this is buying for my attention, and this is buying for my attention, and the world is living one way, and you know, my own lustful, sinful passions and desires are at war within me, in the Spirit of God. And so it's more difficult than just saying these things. You really got to wrestle with some of these things spiritually, man, in prayer with brothers in Christ, with sisters in Christ, through your church members, through the reading of his word. And you really got to wrestle with some of these things, but that's what it stems down to, is setting our minds on things that are above. Because yeah, man, if I'm honest, I can be so terrible at being grateful and thankful. I just can. And I can be a glass half empty kind of guy. Even right now, you know, like, these are good godly things, but it distracts me and it gets me full of anxiety and ungrateful. Just desiring, you know, a wife, desiring kids, desiring to be a husband, desiring a house, desiring these things. And I can get so caught up and fixated on these good things that I believe God has for me, but it's not in Ryan's time. And I deserve it in Ryan's time. Yeah. And it's like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
Slow down. Be still. Like, you know, you can look back, and that's what's so cool about a faith bank. And what I mean by that is, the longer you walk with the Lord, the more deposits of faith you can look back and pull out and be like, yep, remember God did that. Yep, remember God did that. Yep, remember when he answered that prayer. Yep. And it's like, I have so much deposited in my faith bank. And it's like, nope, Ryan's going to focus on earthly things that he doesn't have, and that way I can become ungrateful. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I almost think there's a few things I want to say. I almost think, just on the most recent, I don't know. Maybe if I, like, one day prayed and then God answered the next day, that's sweet. That's super sweet and almost like what you want. But looking back on what I just said, 2,920 prayers to God for the salvation of my kids. And man, it's almost more sweet because he was there.
Yeah.
He was watching.
Yeah.
He was hearing me. He was letting me see moments of my kids watching us pray. He was letting me see moments of my kids, bringing my kids into the big people worship and just seeing us worship and then them mimicking us and just like, what's this about? And I don't know. It's almost sweeter now, man, that 8 years God was there. I didn't leave you or forsake you, son. Mm. And by the way, your kids are now your brother and sister in Christ, and they'll be with you in heaven forever. You kidding me?
Wow.
8 years of that. 8 years of that prayer, it's almost sweeter. And then the next thing, I just think as you were talking, it just spurred this in me of my mindset. And when we already talked about it, how I the pit often becomes comfortable and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But even in the most darkness of days, we have to tell ourselves to be thankful. Like, it's a discipline. It's not easy, as he said. It's not. It's a discipline to make sure you know that there is Thanksgiving. Because here's where I was going with it, and it just caught up with me. Man, even if you are in a hard spot, man, and there's guys that have had way harder lives than me and you.
You
know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No fam. I mean, devastation. Mm-hmm. And so even for that person that's hard, and just saying, hey, the breath in your lungs, man, you could be thankful for it, which is true. But it's just, if you need something else, let me know. Let me explain this to you. You remember, like, high school drama?
Oh yeah.
He's mid-30s. I'm 40, Jorian. But do you remember high school drama? I can go back to that place to think of situations that took place that seemed like the end of the world.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about a breakup, I lost a basketball game, I got embarrassed in front of a group, and life was over.
Done.
And today, looking back, that's dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just like 25 years ago, or not that long, but like 22, 23 years ago. How stupid was that stuff? I don't give a riff about any of that, man. Now imagine this. You're talking about Thanksgiving, being thankful. Imagine this. If you're needing to be thankful, and God has saved your soul, understand this. You're going to live on this earth an average of 80, 85, I don't know, maybe less, 70s now. I don't know what the average male or female life expectancy is. Let's say you lived 100, over the life expectancy. Do you understand that in 50,000 years of being with God, you'll look back at this 100 years on earth and think how dumb. Now that I'm seeing God and his glory and his purposes and his goodness, and I'm in his presence for 50,000 years, Are you kidding me? Like, whatever you're going through here, and I'm being sensitive because I know there is wicked hard things that happen here. But imagine what if 22 years can make me think of that as dumb. Imagine 5,000 years with God forever. Moving back, that's what you can be thankful for. To live as Christ, but to die as gain. Like, you understand that you're with him forever, secured in Christ. Thank him for that. And let's see if your perspective and some of that downcastness starts to fade away. And I'm preaching to myself as well. And it's all kind of coming naturally because we weren't sure what we were doing for this episode.
I'm being humble just literally having this conversation with you. Like,
me
I
too.
Suck at doing this.
I do too, man. But we experienced it today and we had to talk about it, man. Like, we experienced it in staff meeting today and it was just a refreshing for all of us.
Yeah.
And we had to come and tell you because we tasted it. And it's a refresher. We even talked about just some of our policies and procedures about sometimes, you know, a mentor of mine told me that vision leaks and you got to recast vision. Man, I know you've probably heard those verses. I know that you know that, but we're recasting vision. I don't know what just happened. I almost burped, but I kind of caught it and tried to keep moving. We're recasting vision, man. Position yourself to a position of thanksgiving by the authority of God's word. And now science is catching up and we have some articles that are saying the same thing, right?
What do you know?
Final thoughts.
Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
And that's Life After Addiction. You better believe it.
Come on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S2L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S2LRecovery.org.
We want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Life After Addiction podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of their faith-centered podcasts and their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more. Thank you so much for listening today, and God bless.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that.
Right.
Right? Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.